Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is...
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Friday and welcome to Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Ruthie, and good morning, Pensacola. I hope everybody enjoyed a good Thanksgiving day and ate plenty of turkey and ham and all that other good stuff that y'all get to eat on Thanksgiving Day. And I just hope you're enjoying your weekend, that's for sure. Looks like we're going to get a little rain over the weekend, but, you know, there's always some time for boating. So check out the weather if you get an opportunity to get out there on this long weekend and enjoy the water that we have around the Pensacola area, that's for sure. So you are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. I'm more than happy to answer any of your boating questions. You may have some questions about my class over at Georgetown Technical College as well. I'm more than happy to help you out with those questions or try to anyway. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha products. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair, and they have several of my students working out there, or I can say previous students, because every student that I have working at Key Marine now is full-time graduated students from my class, and they're out there working full-time at Key Marine, and I have several out there at this time, so that's just great to know that, and that's just kind of how it goes around our area. We have students at several different locations. And sometimes I say students, or sometimes I say previous students, technicians, if you will, working in industry with a new career or a career of their choice. And it's just great to be able to say that on my shows on Friday for sure. So also, I want to go over the flyer. This is very important. You should jot this phone number down, 850-492-0487. That's Key Marine's phone number. They are running a promotion from right now all the way till the 31st of January, 2021, where you can receive 25% discount off of labor, 25% discount off of labor on any type of repair, repower, that type of thing. Maybe you just need some boat work done. Maybe you need some engine work or your service work done. Right now is a great opportunity to take full advantage of that 25% off of labor. That can save you a ton of money. And also, if you take advantage of that after the promotion, you need additional repairs or services, you get 10% off of labor throughout the year. So it's a great opportunity to save some money coming into this new year, and it's a great time to get your boat going and ready for the new year. So I tell you, it's just a good discount, and I would take full advantage of that right now out there at Key Marine. I tell you what, Ruthie, I just got back from a trip up in kind of went up in the Smoky Mountains for a couple of days, and Jeff Crane took over my show last week, and I actually listened to that show the next day when I was up in that area in the morning. When I got up, I turned that show on, and Jeff Crane did a great job with my show last week, and I sure wanted to thank him for doing that and him taking that time out of his day, and he's a very busy person right now with Yamaha. And I tell you, I just appreciate that. And I appreciate the questions that you forwarded him or threw at him and helped him out on that show. But he did a great job. So thank you very much for that, Jeff Crane. And we appreciate you standing behind us for sure.
Yes, I agree. It was so nice to have Jeff on. We missed you. We were happy you got a chance to get away for a little bit. How was your trip up there, Stefan?
We had a great time, actually. Two motorcycles, me and a gentleman named Gene, rode up to that area, went up to Scottsboro, Alabama. And that's kind of our base area. And we actually rode motorcycles for 3 days up in that area. And we had a great time. The weather was really good, other than the fact that when we left in the mornings, it was about 30 degrees at times. But it warmed up nicely through the day, so it made me appreciate, you know, the warmer weather that we have down here in Florida. And I tell you, when I came back on Tuesday, I believe it was like 78 degrees here in Pensacola, I believe. It was pretty warm. So we went from a 30 degree back to a 70 something degree weather within a matter of hours. So that was interesting. And it just makes you appreciate the warmer weather that we have here in Pensacola, that's for sure. But it was a great time. I was able to spend some time with my buddy Joe King up there in Scottsboro. And Joe actually owns a marine repair facility. And Joe and I go way back to 1986 or 1987. I met Joe King at an older dealership, a dealership that's no longer around anymore. It's kind of where I started my career in the Pensacola area. And that was at Economy Marine. Joe was a service manager at Economy Marine at that time, back in 86, 87. And I went to work for him as a technician, and we've been best friends ever since. So I had an opportunity to hang out with him, and he took some time off of work, which he hardly ever does. He owns a place up there called Angler Marine, and it is, I tell him, it's in God's country, right on the river, the Tennessee River, Lake Gunnersville area. And I'm telling you, he has just a great setup up there. I will tell you this, if you're interested in relocating, maybe you're a technician that's in this area, you're wanting to relocate up north or something, maybe you're a automotive mechanic or something like that, Joe is hiring and looking for good people, and he's willing to cross-train as well. So you might want to get with me, and I'm more than happy to give out his phone number or his contact information. But you can also find him on the web as our Angler Marine of Scottsboro as well. So, but yeah, we had a great time, and he's having the same issues that everybody's having right now, and that's trying to find technicians. And we are trying to continue to work on trying to get technicians out the door at school. And you know, right before break, I've able to place several people, and I'm still working on some other people as well, as far as my students are concerned, trying to get them placed as well. But yeah, it was a great trip. I was able to unwind a little bit, which is, you know, sometimes you just got to do that, you know?
That's right. Especially this year. I'm so glad to hear that. I know you dedicate so much time and effort to your students and to your program there at George Stone Technical College. And everyone, even the teachers need a break, especially the teachers need a break now and then. So I'm so glad you had a chance to do that, Stephan, and get out and do another passion of the motorcycle side, you know, not just always on the water. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I tell you, when I don't know if anybody, if you've been up in that area, it's amazing. You have mountains that come down to the lake or the lake area, and you're able to, you drive along these mountain roads, and you can look down and you can see all this water. And guess what else I've seen in the water? I bet you'll never guess.
Oh, why don't you just tell me?
Boats. Everywhere. Yeah, we've seen a lot of boats out there, and we actually stopped at several different campgrounds along these lakes and river waterways and just kind of looked things over, and there was a lot of boats up in that area. And I tell you that everybody in that area is interested in hiring technicians. I have another place up there in the Scottsboro area, actually in Gunnersville area, Freedom Marine, that's actually sending people to me for me to train. And I'm going to send them back to that area to go to work. So isn't that interesting how far we spread out?
Wow.
And the people that we connect with.
That is really interesting. You know, when Jeff was on last week, we were talking a little bit about his territory and how far north he goes sometimes. And I was asking, you know, do you still see a lot of people with boats that far from the coast? And he said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And the need there might be even, you know, even greater. They're looking for good talent. And that's what you do, Stephan, is you train them and get them ready to go out into the field.
Exactly. And, you know, both Jeff Kilgore from Mercury and Jeff Crane from Yamaha know Joe King.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
And they met him up in Scottsboro. And I tell you, it's a small world, and it's the connections that we make, you know, in life that helps other people. And I try to use those connections to the best of my ability, and we continue to do that as far as my class is concerned. Let me mention the school a little bit. I haven't done that yet. I've actually been out of there for almost a week now. So, but let me mention that to everybody. I am the instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. 850-941-6200 is the phone number. I highly recommend it to use the website. You can actually click on the chat feature there on the front page, and you can talk to counselors, and they will get you in touch with the different program instructors and that type of thing as well. Open enrollment is still going. You can register and get into a class that does not have a waiting list on the first Monday of every month. So that's great to know. Scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell grants are also available. And I encourage people to take advantage of those. I've had students come through my class, and I'll ask them, you know, have you applied for the VA or the Pell grant or what have you? And they're like, no, I haven't done that yet, you know, or I'm self-pay or what have you. And I said, it's worth the opportunity to, or, you know, take some time out to do that. And you can do that from our website. You can get signed up on our website and go fill out the FAFSA form, and that'll tell you if you're eligible for these grants or this VA grant or Pell grant. And they can help. That's your first step to doing that. And then once you do that, the school will contact you and walk you through the steps. And it's amazing. I have students in my class for several months self-paying, and they get in there and they see that they qualify and they're able to get a Pell grant, and it helps them with their education. So I'm 100% for that. And I encourage people to check out that opportunity. What's a better opportunity than to get an education that is free to help you with a new career choice? I mean, that you don't get no better than that.
That's right. And I wanted to mention too, what something that I learned, Stefan, and thank you for inviting me to come see your classroom there and your facilities at Georgetown and have a chance to be part of that meeting. Because I learned that that's not always been an option. The Pell grants and the VA loans and things like that, that's been somewhat recent for as options for students to attend there.
Yeah, well, it's some of the scholarships that we've been increasing into the programs. The Pell Grant VA has always been available. Just a lot of people weren't aware of that, and I think that's the big thing. And, you know, when you went to the advisory meeting, and I really appreciate you coming to the advisory meeting and hanging out with us for a little bit, I think you got a better understanding of what we do over at Georgetown Technical College, not only with my program, but I know you got an opportunity for Mr. Wiggins to walk you around the campus a little bit and show you other programs that were there, and that they there's different things that we do at that school. And I was interested in some takeaways that you took from that. The one takeaway that I want to ask you about was, how was lunch?
Oh, lunch was delightful. And I'll tell you what, I had no idea that it was students that worked the magic behind that delicious meal that they prepared for us.
Yep, and they prepared it and they served it. And I'll tell you what, I like the cheesecake. You know, that was my favorite part, the dessert. They always do a great dessert. But the students did that. And that's what the school is about. We give students opportunity to have real life working experiences. And by doing the advisory meetings and that type of thing, I think they might do some kind of catering or something. Maybe. I'm not sure on that. But I know the students did a great job preparing those meals and coming out and serving the advisors. And they do that on every advisory meeting that we have at Georgetown. They come out and help with that setup, and it's just a great opportunity to see them doing that. And that way our advisors can walk out of there and tell everybody about the experience that they had. So it's fun to go to those advisory meetings. Of course, when you were there, you got to see that I don't get a chance to eat the food.
That's right. You're very busy conducting the meeting.
Yep. So I did ask to get mine to go, and I actually ate it later. I think about an hour and a half later, after everybody left, and it was still good. So they do a great job with those advisory meetings. And Ray Dela Cruz has been there for a long time. That's our chef and our instructor for that program, the culinary program, and he does a great, great job with that. So, yeah, but I do appreciate you coming to the meeting and things like that and just putting your information out there. You had told us about your second job. Maybe you can mention that and how that can tie in with what we do at Georgetown.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, I was grateful for the invitation and to get to learn more about it. I do serve as the executive director for the Pensacola Young Professionals, which is a nonprofit dedicated to retaining and developing young talent in our region, young talent being 18 to 40 year olds. And that is such an important part. George Stone is such an important part of how we can do that. Because if you're not maybe looking to go to college, or you did and it's not really sitting exactly the way you wanted it to, or 2020 has thrown a wrench in your best laid plans, George Stone is... It made me want to go back to school for sure, like just to go get this experience that you leave with hands-on skills and abilities that are just in such high demand. And that's what I hear most of my time in my day job with PYP is that we need talent who knows what they're doing, especially in these types of industries like the EMT, the mechanical, I'll have to mention this too, Stefan, is that I asked, you know, how do I leave my car here to get worked on by the auto tech students? And that's reserved for the school district employees. Is that right?
Yeah, that's reserved for the school district employees. So we can't get in competition with other areas out in the field. So, but we work on people's boats and the cars and the auto body and places like that, those different programs. They actually work for, they can do work on school district employees, boats, cars, what have you, but they cannot work on outside people's, you know, cars and boats and things, because we don't want to get in direct competition with the outside world. That just does, that's not what our goal is. Our goal is to be able to get hands-on for our students as much as we can. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people in the school district that own boats. Of course, they all own cars, I believe, or most of them do, and they all need a little bit of work, and that helps us. We put out an email every once in a while to remind people that we're there, and we continue to do that just to get boats in there and to work on actual real life boats, if you will, and that helps us to get that hands-on training. And you know, when you walk through my area, I know you've seen a lot of stuff, and a lot of it was probably like, wow, but I tell you, yeah, we do have a lot of hands-on, whether we have a boat in there that we are working on or the stuff that we have available through Yamaha and Mercury and what the school provides, all those different engines and things like that. So we're able to give the students the hands-on, which I think is so very important for them to get out into the field to have some a lot or as much as we can give them a hands-on experience. You know, so that's what we try to do over there, and we continue to try to do that with either working on customers' boats in the district, or we have items that Yamaha and Mercury supplies to us and what the school purchases as well to get the students the hands-on that they can train on. So that's very important to us. This is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text your question as well. If you have a question or comment, I like comments as well. You can do that as well. 850-437-1620 is the phone number, so we're more than happy to do that for you. I guess now, you know, everybody's kind of fat and happy with all their turkey and all that stuff, and I'm going to be honest with you. I took a little break, and I told my students when I left, we were leaving on Thursday night last week. We did What Did You Learn again, and I always do this, Ruthie. I always add to my What Did You Learn on Thanksgiving time. I ask the student to, okay, I want you to give us what you learned during the week, and then I ask them to give the class, me or whatever, something that they're thankful for. Since it is Thanksgiving, right?
Okay.
So, yeah. So we wanted to. I just asked my students, hey, tell us what you learned this week, and give us something that you were thankful for. And I went around the room, and of course, you know, I think I have 18 sitting in there, and I tell you, it's pretty cool to hear the different things that they're thankful for. And, you know, you would think, oh, I'm thankful for this class. I'm thankful for my classmates. They expanded on that. Not every one of them said it. So a lot of them said, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for having God in my life. And all these things that they were thankful for. And I just find it amazing that they share all that with each other in that class. And we did that on Thursday. And then, of course, I told them what I was thankful for and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's fun to do that, but it also brings us all together as a class and as people, and that helps us, you know. And I have a wide variety of students that from younger age up to older, and we all have something to add to our class. So it's pretty fun to do that on Thursdays as well. So we had a great time doing that.
I love that. And that moment to reflect, you know, what did you learn so that you're not leaving the week thinking, well, I didn't learn anything this week. Like, I bet you did if you stopped and think about it for a second.
Right. Right.
And sometimes, what you're grateful for.
Yeah, sometimes you have that. You have a student that has to really think about what they learned because sometimes they just learn so much. And a lot of students will have their notes in front of them, which I think is very important. And they'll go over their notes and they'll say what they learned out of their notes. And that's as important so that I know they can go back to their notes and continue to try to remember the things that they learned, which is very important. Retention. That is one of the hard things, is to get people to retain information. And the only way to retain things is to continue to go over it and over it and over it, whether it's a water pump repair, oil change, what have you, 100-hour inspection, troubleshooting, any of that. Retention is very important. And I think that's my most difficult task, is to try to get students to retain information. And even with me, I have sometimes difficulty if I don't do the task for a long period of time. I have to really think about that task or the troubleshooting steps or what have you to be able to put that stuff back in my memory bank so I can retain that information. So retention is important, and that's why we do What Did You Learn on Thursdays, so they can tell everybody what they learned, and it just kind of hammers that into their memory bank and helps them with that retention of information.
And you know, that's why I have to Google it every time when my car battery dies, because it's just infrequent enough that I forgot and I don't want to do it wrong. So
yeah, and that's true. Yeah, exactly. And you know, we do precision measuring at the very beginning. We do tools and understanding tools. We do torque wrenches and things like that. And the precision measuring portion of that course, you don't do on an everyday basis. That's something, if you're in the field, you may do that on, you know, once a month, maybe. Sometimes you may go several months without pulling out a precision measuring tool. So you really have to think about how to use that tool, the little things about that tool, and how to understand the tool as far as micrometers and those type of things are concerned. So, you know, and then on the other hand, torque wrenches you basically use on a daily basis, and we teach torque wrenches at the beginning. So they understand torque wrenches pretty quick, because in the marine industry, we use them on a daily basis through our services and things like that.
And I'll tell you what, getting to see your area there, the classroom, the hands-on, everything else, it definitely brought into my awareness exactly how in-depth this training, the program goes, because you've got the whole classroom dedicated to, you know, the online service learning, keeping up with technology, and that way just incredible amount of space and all different, I don't even want to try to say the right words because I'll get it wrong, but just stations almost where these students can come get that hands-on. And I can totally see, Stefan, where you're getting that collaboration and, like you said, building the network. The people in this field are connected, and they're going to continue knowing each other as they graduate the program and go out to work at these different dealerships and different places. And it's just really amazing how you're almost incubating that here. And I'm not surprised people are coming from all over the region to come get their training at Georgetown Technical College with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I do want to ask you one question. I know we're running close to short on time, but I want to know your impression when you first walked into my shop area. What was the first thing that you noticed as somebody just walking in?
Oh, it was huge. My first impression was there is so much more here than I would have thought. Even though we talk every week, you know, I would have thought there, you know, maybe there's a small classroom and there's like one or two engines that you're working on. No, you've got some stuff in there and some space to work on it.
Right. We got some stuff in there. And then the other thing that I try to pride myself on is I try to push that along with the students is how clean we try to keep it. I hope
Absolutely.
That was another impression that you got as well.
Yes, it was extensive and very well maintained. It was picked up. There was no trash. It was very well organized. And, you know, I've always learned that you know a craftsman by how he treats his tools. And it looks like that is also part of the training that your students are getting.
Yeah, we try to teach that on a daily basis, try to keep your shop area clean. Well, I want to go ahead and thank my sponsor. I appreciate Key Marine sponsoring your show. Key Marine is located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. Take advantage of that special, 25% off of labor, all the way up until January 31st. You can take advantage of that, 25% off of labor, whether it's a big job or a large job. That's going to save you a ton of money. And I want to thank my listeners and just thank them for listening and tuning in today. And it just helps us when you do that, because we're getting the word out about George Stone, and that's what this is all about. George Stone and Key Marine letting everybody know we're out there. And we appreciate you guys listening to us on every Friday when we come on the air. And again, thanks, Jeff Crane, for last week. We appreciate that. And I will see you guys next week.